Welcome back to The Round Two. I'm Ian Pickus. Albert Einstein and the people around him, many of whom shaped science history, are getting a fresh look on the new National Geographic series Genius. The new show, which premiered in April, jumps back and forth in time, focusing on the physicist's early school days and young adulthood, and his middle-age experiences fleeing Germany. Our guest Samantha Colley plays the brilliant Mileva Maric, who would become Einstein's first wife. She's also appeared on stage and in the series Victoria. Samantha Colley, welcome to the roundtable.
Thank you very much for having me.
What attracted you to this role?
Oh, all sorts. Mileva Maric is a feminist icon, in my opinion, that's kind of sat there in history that no one knows about. I was very attracted to the idea of shedding light on someone that I truly believe deserves recognition and respect that didn't get it in her lifetime. And the thought of, you know, that happening for her now makes me feel really happy.
How familiar were you with her story before all this?
I did not know about Mileva Maric at all. In fact, when I asked to audition for the role, I believed that they had kind of written a love interest for Albert Einstein. So when I found she was a real woman, I felt really hard done by, actually, and quite aghast. I didn't know that she existed because, as I say, I think she's a really inspirational role model, and I would have benefited from knowing about her when I was a young woman, and even now. She's a real example of not taking no for an answer, and her life was all about being taken as an equal, as a man, and she rose through the ranks of education at a time when it was pretty impossible for women, and was an amazing physicist and mathematician in her own right. And so it's very sad that she's just known as Albert's first wife, really.
What kind of research did you do, and what materials were available as you were researching the character?
I focused on the letters between Albert Einstein and Mileva Maric, and also between Mileva Maric and her best friend, Helena Savage. And they were a gold mine. As I say, when you Google Mileva, you see these black and white images of this very rigid woman, you know, sat in a chair with a bit of a stern look on her face, and you think she's this very impenetrable person. And actually, the letters revealed her to be this deeply loving, warm, supportive, funny, witty, extremely sensitive woman who was riddled with self-doubt. And her vulnerability and the dichotomy of that, the dichotomy of her being very strong and armored in her outward persona, and this kind of melting vulnerability inside, was fascinating for me to learn about. And also to learn about the relationship between young Albert Einstein and young Mileva. I think the world thinks they know, you know, this father of physics and this the icon on the pedestal, really. But no one really knows that Albert Einstein started out as a young, curious man who was questioning this inherited wisdom. And everyone found that quite annoying and was telling him to shut up and stop it. And Mileva Maric was the person that told him, no, that's what we're here to do. We're here to question, and that's attractive. And go and question. I'll be here right with you questioning as well. And I loved learning about the origins of his genius, and you know, where that all started. And I think that's one of the triumphs of the show.
Which brings me to my next question. Now, for reviewers, they've only made available the first two episodes so far, so I don't know where the series is going entirely. But one very interesting thing about it is it sort of blows up the notion of Einstein as the middle-aged guy with the crazy hair, because you see him young, as played by your co-star Johnny Flynn. What was it like working with him as the young Einstein and the young Mileva?
It was brilliant working with Johnny. Again, it was very important for me to do right by Mileva, and it was very important for Johnny to do right by Albert. And we really hit it off, and we really came together with that kind of respect and importance in mind. And It was brilliant. As I say, we were bringing to life these two young people who were fiercely intelligent, but also fiercely passionate. And it was amazing to to come together and bring them to life.
Light is electromagnetic radiation.
I apologize. I didn't think
that the woman could possibly understand that the curl of the electric field is equal to the negative time derivative of the magnetic field.
Faraday's law.
The Maxwell-Faraday equation, if we are being specific.
Now, part of your character deals with like physical frailties. I think if I saw this right, when your character makes her entrance, the camera sort of pans to her feet and she's got some physical infirmities. So how did you bring that aspect of the character to life?
Again, I approached that wanting to be as respectful as possible. Mileva was born with a congenital hip misalignment, which meant she had quite a substantial limp. And yes, that what you see is Mileva's orthopedic boot, which tries to level out some of the discrepancy in one of her legs. And again, the letters reveal that she used to kind of limp along. Helena Savage, Mileva's best friend, the granddaughter of her best friend, wrote something about Mileva, that she was this kind of scary figure when she was a young girl. And she remembers going on a walk along a river, and Mileva was there lumbering along, and she used to wear these long skirts trying to hide her boot. And Albert Einstein's mother was actually quite unfair to Mileva. She used to call her a witch and hop along and this... you know, this kind of ogre of a woman, which she wasn't really. She was just, she was a bit different. And she overcame that, which again, and she didn't let it limit her, much like she didn't let her femininity and her gender impinge on her and what she believed was her ability to be an amazing scientist. The only thing that did stop her was society and everything that happens. I don't want to give it away, but it's a sad story.
Yes, please don't. is there more pressure on you as an actor when you are playing a historical figure as compared to a fictional character?
I'd say I really fell in love with Mileva, and I fell in love with her as a, you know, as a human being. And so I'd say the extra added thing is the responsibility I felt of doing right by someone that, again, I felt was kind of chewed up and spat out by history. And again, in her letters, she didn't believe she was lovable, and she, you know, she was preoccupied with that idea. And to know that she kind of that I could be doing something to perhaps make people regard her in a nice way was a, you know, a real privilege, but a real pressure. And I hope I've done that. I hope people and watch the show and, you know, think that she's a great person, because she really was.
Now, you've done period drama in the past. I mentioned in the introduction you worked on Victoria. What's it like to, you know, to go on a set where everything is set more than 100 years before?
It's great, but I think one of the things I notice is that they have the same problems we do, and, you know, just because they don't have iPhones and, you know, products from Apple doesn't mean that they're any different to us. And I love that. I love that about period work, is that it's this unifying feeling that we get, where the, you know, the struggles of the human existence are always going to be present, and they're always going to be there. And yeah, it's beautiful. I do love that. I've never actually worked in my own accent or in anything in my own time period, so I look forward to doing that in the future.
What was the accent that you attempted to do in the show? It's one of those things where obviously it's in English, right? But people are speaking in I don't know, a European way, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I think Mileva Marić is Serbian, so that's the accent I'm trying to do, and everyone else is German. Well, not everyone else, but yeah, mostly German. That's the funny thing between Johnny and I. When we first started together, I'd pick up his German and he'd pick up my Serbian, but our accents coach kind of kept us on the straight and narrow, hopefully.
Samantha Colley appears on the National Geographic series Genius, about the life of Albert Einstein. It premiered in April, and it's a 10-part series. Samantha Colley, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a good day.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.